Okay, before I begin, see the advarim a little bit. Today's Rosh Chodesh Shvat. My hope had been to finish the parak. I'm only about a week behind, which as things go is not so bad. On Sunday and Monday I'm not going to be here. I have a wedding in Mitzvah Hashem in Eretz Yisrael Sunday night. So I'm not going to be a Sunday and Monday. My initial plan had been that you would chazur leisus gaididu. I think I've been moving quickly lately, and I think you probably need one day, maybe 2 days, just to catch up with the Gemara Rashi Taisvis, which I hope you'll do. And on Tuesday we'll finish the sugya. One of the main nekudas in the sugya is the first marsha on Tezayin Amid Beis. Machlaikis the marsha and the marshal, and there's a big tumult about that machlaikis. The Dibros Moshe, there's a small piece on it, there's some sefer on it, so make sure to do that as well. I still want that somehow we should all chazal leisus gaididu to do together. So we're going to finish the perek, hopefully by the end of next week. The last dummit is again a gad to the Gemara. And we're going to find a way to chazal leisus gaididu to do, not just have chazara and have a couple of guys take off from yeshiva, but somehow to do a proper chazara leisus gaididu to do is a sugya. I hope you remember. I hope the first perek of Yevamis, which to everybody is just one big black hole, I hope it has a different tzura in your mind now. There are three parts. There's the Seyd Echel Eisesei, which we left, we haven't yet done. There's the Yevamis section, which is basically up to the second Mishnah. And from the second Mishnah to the end, I think as you've noticed, it's not the typical Yevamis Gemara. There are a few important sugyas like this guy to do. And the Machlokes of Eshami Yasu Kedivrehem. And now the sugya of Yuchsin, which we're going to do last. All right, so that's on the drawing board. Let's see the Gemara from which the whole discussion of Yuchsin comes. The Gemara itself is not a difficult Gemara. The Gemara just goes back and forth about the third thing that was said in the name of Chagai. Three things were said in the name of Chagai. Sora Sabas is Aser, Amayinu Mayim Maser Maisani, Bishviyas, and the Kavlan Geirim from these mysterious Karduyim and Tarmudim. So first the Gemara deals with the names, which to us is meaningless, because we don't know who Karduyim are, or Kartuyim, but the Gemara goes through the names anyway. Well, let's start from Mekablan Gerim in a Karduyim, about 8 lines up in the Gemara, 9 lines up in the Gemara. Mekablan Gerim in a Karduyim, v'ha Tarmudim. Eini, a Tanur, a Mecheskel, ein Mekablan Gerim in a Karduyim? Amar Vashi, Kartuyim itmar. Kedamri, enshi, Kartuyim sikur. Shkayach. So Karduyim, it just serves to distract us. The ikkar we want to know is, what is the machlokes? There are people from a certain city about whom there was a tumult. What is the shaila about that city, whatever the name of the city is? The Gemara says, ikkar diyamri on the name of the city, Tani Rabbi Chesko, Eimu Kamu Gemina Kartuyim, my love, Hainu Kartuyim, Hayur Gadumin, Hainu Karduyim. It's the same city. Amar Rashi loy kartuye lechud, kartuye lechud. Kedamri inshi. People always say that. Kartuye psili. It's a saying that people say. Rav Yechon b'savya amitavayu ein mekablan geirim min ha-tarmudim. So they said, not like Chagai HaNavi. Chagai HaNavi said you can be mekabel geirim from this place. Rav Yechon said you can't be mekabel geirim from this place. So we have machlokes. Rabbi Yechanan says no, and Chagai, Rabbi Dais, the name of Chagai, said yes. Umiyam Rabbi Yechanan, achi, but tonight, kolak samim abom in a rekim tahirim. So you remember we learned that a kesem of dam is tamei midrabanan, but only a yid's kesem of dam. Samim of a gayim atar. So kolak samim abom in a rekim, you could assume it's tar, it's a guy. Rabbi Yehuda metam, even neshen gayim, betayim ben evakacham. Rabbi Yehuda holds that they were Gerim who assimilated back among the Gaim. V'tayim, I mean. V'ben oivy kechavim, tahirim. A kesem for ben oivy kechavim is tar. V'avinam v'kapasik v'tayim v'yachavim v'afilim v'tarda, tarmaid. V'am Rabbi Yechon and Zaysim Eris, v'kablan Gerim v'tarma. So here he said, v'kablan Gerim. Before he said, ain't v'kablan Gerim. Chitay mezayis v'yisvir alei. V'am Rabbi Yechon, v'chalkas tam Mishnah. So we have to just see, till now the Gemara basically said there are two shitas. Mekablen Gerim from Tarmoid, a Mekablen Gerim, we don't know anything about what it's totally. And now just before we do the next piece, the Tap Tois is here on the Amid Beis, which I pointed out yesterday. Tema Hechi Polo Reb Yechanan Achagei Anavi. Yesterday I asked, what does Tosis want with Reb Yechanan? What about Beis Shammai? Shammai is also arguing Achagei Anavi. What does it have to do with Reb Yechanan? So I was thinking about it. I was thinking about what we had learned when we discussed Torah L'Abishamayim. When we discussed that Torah L'Abishamayim, I mentioned to you the opinion of a number of Achrayim, that Torah L'Abishamayim is an idea that Psak Halacha is L'Abishamayim. The Baruch Shalom gave us the Torah to understand L'Fisech Al-Anushi. It's not B'Shamayim. However, he said, that min hashamayim, if the megala a mitzios, then we say Torah b'shamayim. In other words, for Rabbi Shalom min hashamayim to be megala a physical fact, if the fact is a fact, so there are no tutzadim. There can be tutzadim in a svara. There can't be tutzadim in a fact. And I mentioned to you that the example that when the mon fell, and it was megala, if a child was born, was suffic if it's a 9-month child to the first husband or 7-month child to the second husband. So the Gemara says they looked where the mon for the child fell. The same portion fell per person. It fell by the door of one of the parents. We knew that one of the fathers, we knew that's the real father. I Torah L'Abishamayim, so I mentioned from the Chida, the Mishlo Melech, and Rabbi Chanan, that we only say Torah L'Abishamayim to Paskin Asvara. But to tell us a mitzias, a fact, that we rely on Shemayim. If a Navi would tell us a fact, we would rely on him. So coming back here, maybe Tosfos held that Chagai HaNavi said it b'nevuah. Chagai HaNavi taka said it b'nevuah, these three members. How could Shammai argue, Beis Shammai argue, because you're allowed to argue? Torah L'Abishamayim. So you're allowed to argue. Just the Talmudim. The Talmudim is a Shaila Metzias. The Gemara is going to say, the Shaila is if the Avdei Shloimeh mixed in or not. It's a question already in Metzias. And a question in Metzias, Tosfos says, a good cash. Tema, Hechi Palak Reb Yechanan, Achagei HaNavi. And the Nevuah for a Metzias has an Emunah. And on that, Reb Yechanan shouldn't be able to argue Achagei HaNavi. So it would be very geschmack that that Tosfos asked it dafke here, and gradually what someone asked yesterday about Rav Moshe Shtickel Torah, that doesn't stim with the Tosfos. It's good because Rav Moshe was going on the Tzaras Havas and Tzaras Arava, and this is going on a Metzias. Tosfos asking on a Metzias. Shema Savra Le'om Rachagim Yoyvam. Yeah.
The Rambam
in Berkel
said that nobody can have
been mechadish
anything.
He says that nobody can be mechadish anything. But what they're saying is that to be Megala a fact. Right. So Tzara Sabbat and Shvius, Chagai Novi is no different than any Talmud Chacham who says something. His Nevuah is irrelevant.
So the same Novi Yerushalayim.
What?
So how come Chagai said it as a Nevuah?
How come he said it as a Nevuah? If he had it been the voice, say it been the voice. It doesn't. Even show you l'chadish dava me'ata doesn't mean you can't say it over. It means that it doesn't have a kach and halacha, right? Ela hamitzvah shein davi show you l'chadish dava me'ata. That means there's no new halachas. The navi says something as the same as any talmud chacham. It's not worse than talmud chacham.
Right. If you send that in halacha, so it's one thing. But if you send that in the nevuah, then it's a problem. No, not allowed to be l'chadish.
The word is he's not allowed to say something with Nevuah, or if he has Nevuah, it doesn't have a taikif. Which one does it mean? I'm not sure. It means he's not allowed to say it in the first place, maybe.
It's Nevi Shekhar, yeah. That's what, if he's adding something on the Torah, it's
considered. It's a halach in Eilah HaMitzvah. Shein Novi Rechadu Shoy Lechadish Tov HaMiyata, that you can't, that the Moshe Rabbeinu was chasing the Torah, that the rices end there. The Navi and Nevi'im can't be Megal anything. Gemara says in Mayakotin that it says in a few places, one is in the beginning of Mayakotin, Gemara says, Ado Asi Yecheskel Ben Omra. The Gemara learned something from Yecheskel. He said over something. So the Gemara says that Ela Alochim Sinai Yecheskel Vas Mechei Akra. That it was true anyway. In Yecheskel there's a pasuk. So Navi could say over a halacha. He can't be machri anything. I think. Okay, if you don't like, so we have to find different terrors. So why Tosis only asked on Rabbi Yechon? Okay, what's this last sugya about the Talmudim? The question is, if somebody comes from Talmud, we don't know anything about his yichus. He's a guy, he's an assimilated person. Was he once a Jew and he assimilated or not? We don't know. It's like somebody comes from the Midwest, someone comes to New York, is he a Jew? Stamazai, we don't assume he's a yid. The sugya that we're going to talk about here starts with Talmud, and eventually it works into, we're going to have a Maslokes Rashi and Tosfos. If any guy comes, it's an extraordinary kasha, any guy that shows up is not azeh, we assume he's a guy. You call him in to do malach on Shabbos, if it's a case where a guy's allowed to do. There's a big kasha. We know for sure that at least one yid assimilated and got lost among the guy. It's not a safik. But we know they are yid mixed in with the guy. Now we have a rule. If you have one person that's a yid and nine people that are goyim and they're kavua, that's the Gemara's case. You have 10 people standing somewhere. You know one's a yid and nine are goyim. So kol kavua kemechta mechta dami. You have to be chayshish 50-50 if the person's a yid or a guy. In Ksubis, there's a case where a woman is mezana. Or a man is mezana with a woman, and they went to the city, to the home of the zayna, or of the man that she was mezana with, and we say kol kavua kemechta. If we know there's a yid, she doesn't know if he was a yid or a guy. If there's one yid in town, then we'll chayshish that it's a yid. Kol kavua kemechta mechta dami. So this is a general kasha which we're not going to get to today. We'll get to on probably on Tuesday, maybe on Wednesday. This is a Weltkash. How can you rely on any guy you see in the street that he's a guy? Maybe he's a yid. The yid and the guy are mixed. There's at least one assimilated guy, even one in a million. And it should be a suffix if he's a yid or a guy. So this, we're going to put this kasha in the back of our minds, because we're going to get to it. Rashi later is going to takasei kol kavua. We're going to have to figure out lamaisa how we were deal with it. But this is the sugya. The sugya is goyim that got mixed in with yid. This is one nidai. I'm saying it just because you're going to be learning the Gemara. I'm not going to be here. I want to tell you what to look for. This is one nidai. There's a second nidai, which also I'm not going to go into today, which is the machlokes, the marsha, and the marshal. And that is, if a yid assimilates among goyim, ad kedei kach that he's lost. We can't figure out that he's a yid anymore. He lost all shaychus to Yiddishkeit. He's totally cut off from his roots. Is it possible to say that he becomes a guy? We all know there's a rule: once a yid, always a yid. A guy can become a yid. Once a yid, he can become a guy. That's a rule we all know. The Marshal, which Marshal in the beginning of the summit is arguing with, the Marshal says, no, if he's totally lost, he becomes a guy again. Now, of course, this would answer the kasha I just asked. Why don't we say, kol kavua kemechta? If he becomes a guy, kol kavua kemechta. But that itself is a bigger pella than the first kasha. Once he's a yid, how could he become a guy? So the Marshal is a plea. The Mishnah is interesting. It's the way he talks about this Mashal. He writes like he's a Talmud Taya. Hey, man, in their right mind, say, once he's a yid, he can become a guy. Is a Shaya such a thing? So these are two of the inyanim that we have to discuss in Yitzhak Hashem. However, the sugi starts with one phrase. Let's see it here at the beginning of the Gemara. I mean, the beginning of the Lamdisha part of the Gemara. Mitamid my time aloy. Gemara says, why from Talmud can't you be Megayer somebody? Pligi bar Rabbi Yechon of Asavia. Chad Amar Mishal Avdei Shloima, Chad Amar Mishal Bedeis Yisrael. Shlomo Lamad Yom Mishal Avdei Shloima, Ksav Eichon Ve'ever Abba Abbas Yisrael, Abba Lad Manzu, Lamad Yom Mishal Bedeis Yisrael, Yishloim Mahi. As you're going to have to get this Machlaikas Klar, what we're going to do today is talk about this halacha of Oivik Echon Ve'ever Abba Abbas Yisrael, Abba Lad Manzu. The din, the memra, and the big yisoid of Rav Naftali on Kedushas Yisrael, Yichus Yisrael. Those of you who are here in previous years have heard this. The piece in the Rav Naftali starts with Tosis Yevamos Tazayin on the base. It starts with Tosis Ksuvas Daf Yirao, but when he explains it, he starts with Tosis Yevamos Tazayin. So we're going to step back and talk about the yisoid of Yichus Yisrael and Kedushas Yisrael, but it has to come from the Gemara. Aleph. You have to know there's a machlekes all over Shas. Eved va'akum, akum ve'eved haba bas Yisrael havlad manzer, or eved va'akum haba bas Yisrael havlad kosher. This is a Shas machlekes. It's all over the place. If an eved and a guy who are mezanim the bas Yisrael, if the child's a manzer or a kosher. Now, obviously, if the din would be Akum Habal Bas Yisrael Havlad Mamzer, we would have a lot of problems today. Because there's so much intermarriage. If every one of those child children would be Mamzerim, it would make problems. And I think every person who knows anything about the Halach Yeluch of Klal Yisrael knows that we do not paskin Havlad Mamzer. We don't paskin Havlad Mamzer. We have, the truth is, in the Baal Teshuva Yeshivas, we have plenty of Akum Haba Bas Yisrael's children. And the halacha is Havlad Kosher. And that is cut and dry. There's no Shaila, nobody holds Havlad Mamzer in halacha. We pass in Eved V'Akum Haba Bas Yisrael Havlad Kosher. However, it's a funny thing that the word Havlad Kosher is itself a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. What is Taich, Akol Ve'Eved, Abba Bas Yisrael, Havlad Kosher? What does kosher mean? To me and you, kosher means a kosher yid. Rashi, on the Ayin Vav in Kiddushin, says Havlad Kosher means he's a kosher yid. Tosfos holds Havlad Kosher means the Vlad needs Geirus. He's kosher because he's a guy. A guy can never be a mamzer. If a guy is mezana with his sister, they have a child, the child's not a mamzer. There's no mamzerus from guy. So the shita of Tosfos is that the Vlad of an Akum Haba Habas Yisrael needs Geirus. I'll tell you, Agav, that the stiris in Rashi, because Rashi in Kiddushin earlier on the Samachesamid Beis says like Tosfos that Avlad Kosher is a guy. It's something of a stira in Rashi. I see here in the Oil Torah he brings a Yishuv, which Rabbi Ruvain brings, which maybe we'll get to. But you should be aware that there's such a machlokes even if Rashi holds this way. So we have two shitas in the Rishayim. We pass can have Havlad Kosher. What does Havlad Kosher mean? It means he's not a mamzer. Rashi holds Havlad Kosher means he's a kosher yid, and that's what everybody assumes. But Tosfos says no. Havlad Kosher means that he's a guy. He's kosher that he's not a mamzer, but he's a guy. And maybe you're going to jump and say, "What do you mean? We all know that Yiddishkeit goes according to the Maven." It's not so pashit. The Gemara says, "Be'umais holchenachar hazachar." Gemara says, "You want to know if someone's an Amayni or a Mayavi or a Mitzri? Be'umais holchenachar hazachar. By going, we go according to the father." So there's a tzad to say, maybe that's pshat in Tosfos, that be'umais holchenachar hazachar. Is he a yid or a guy? Well, if the mother's a guy, there's nothing to talk about. But if the mother's a yid and the father's a guy, Tosfos' shita is that the child is a guy. That's Taisa Shita. Now, before.
Half the year of the month, okay? It's also almost half an
hour. No. No, no. See, that's. We zicher for sure, without a Yiddish mother, he's not a Yid.
Yeah, that's
all right, so you have a good question. And that's the Reuven Chakira, which hopefully we'll get to. I think some tough days in your room. Now, where is this Taisus? There are many places. One of the places is Taisus Tazayin Amud Beis in Yevamos. Now you have to realize something. Taisus doesn't say it clearly, because Taisus didn't know that there are those who tie Shavuot Kosher differently. Taisus doesn't have something in the Shavisini. In Taisus, Teich Devarav, you have to be able to figure out that Taisus holds this way. The first Marsha on Tazayin Amud Beis takes it from the Taisus Amirai that Taisus holds that way. So for today, you'll have to take my word for it. If you want a shortcut, and you want to figure out where we see it in Taisvus, there's a short Taisvus, Bishlama. If you learn the Taisvus carefully, you'll see that Taisvus Bishlama also is Muchach, that an Evet, who's born a Bas Yisrael, the child is an Evet. That the child is not a regular Bas Yisrael, the child needs Gerus. Al Kaponim, this is the Shita of Taisvis, that Akum Haba Al Bas Yisrael, the child needs Geiris, he's a guy. Halacha Lamaisa, the general Shita is like Rashi. There are Paiskim that bring that it's somebody who's a child of a Goyish father and a Yiddish mother, it's Taiv Lahachmir, you want to be Yid L'chol HaShitas to do a tefillah. L'shem Geiris, the Bris Mila was done L'shem Yadus, it's good enough to do another tefillah L'shem Geiris. And once asked Rav Palm what to do, we had there was a bacher that was turning bar mitzvah, his father was a guy, mother was a yid. I asked Rav Palm if we should already do a tefillah L'shem Geiris. So Rav Palm said, you don't start up with Yuchsin. We Klal Yisrael accepted that he's a yid, he'll grow up, he'll learn the halachas, and he'll decide he wants to be machmir, he'll be machmir. But Rabbanim can't go and tell somebody, go be Megayer. You know, Moitzi Laz and everybody else. Stam Aloch is like Rashi, that you're Yid.
Count Dominion for
them? Counts Dominion, everything has a Dinyan. Now, Rav Naftali, what?
He's more than a grand?
Oh, we're going to discuss that. That's one of the topics here in the Sugya. We're going to get to that. The Rav Naftali. In the Chidushe Garnat on Ksubis Daf Yer Aleph, in the new prints, it's the second one. You have two pieces there on Ger Cotton. Rav Naftali is Masber Shitas Taisus. Because there are Gemaris that seem to be a stira to Taisus. Again, you have the Machlokes clear, I hope. Eved Va'akum Habal Bas Yisrael. Among, in the Gemara, there's a man Yamar Havlad Mamza, there's a man Yamar Havlad Kasher. We pass Havlad Kasher. In the Shita Havlad Kosher, we have a machlaikis. Does Havlad Kosher mean a Kosher a guy or a Kosher a Yid? Not a Mamzer. See, a Kosher a Yid or a Kosher a guy who needs Geiris. Taisa Shita is, he's a Kosher a guy. This says not a Mamzer guy. And the Mela, he needs Geiris. There are a few Gemaris that appear to be very schwer on Shitas Taisus. One is a Gemara later here in Yevamos, Tzadik Zayin Amud Beis. Gemara there talks about twins, Shnei Achim Teumim. Shehaisa Hayrasan Shalai Bikdusha, V'Leidasa Bikdusha. When the mother became pregnant with them, she was a guy. She became a geyiris during her pregnancy. While she was pregnant, she became a geyiris. So leidasan bikdusha. So the Gemara says, "Haisa hayrasan shalai bikdusha, v'leidasan bikdusha, lecholtzim v'leim yabnim." There's no yibam between them. Avachayavim mishameishasach. But the Gemara says they're relatives, they're brothers. Their brothers, Hayrasan Shalai Bikdusha, Valaydasa Bikdusha, they have a din of brothers. Now the Stam Gemara here is talking that the father was also a guy, the mother was a guy, she became pregnant. The Stam Gemara is not Mechalik, is talking the father was also a guy. So what do you have here? The father was a guy, the mother was Megayer. Okay, very good. You'll say when the mother went to the mikveh, it counts for the children. Good. But why are they brothers when they're born? We have a rule that Gershon is Gayer, Kakot and Shanel Adami. If two brothers, Goyim, are Megayer, they're not brothers anymore. The Gemara says, Chayavim Mishamesh Esach, that later on, there's a Din Esh Esach of Erva. What are you talking about? There's a Din Erva. If you hold like Tosfos, that a Goyish, a father, doesn't give Yadus to the children, so she was Taibel, and she gave birth. So why should the children be in? Why should they be in Bechlal? That's one kasha that Naftali asks. Naftali brings the second kasha from Rabbi Kiva Eger. He brings it first because he's going on Ksubis. Why is it not fair? Even according to Rashi, it should be a question to the Gerim anyhow. Okay, you're right. That should be sure, even like Rashi. And the truth is, that's Rabbi Kivager's kasha. I'm not sure, but Rabbi, let's speak it out and think it through. Rabbi Kivager asks that even without Tosfos, any woman who goes to the mikveh when she's pregnant, we're saying that the tefillah of the mother counts for the child. What does that mean? L'chayr, it means a child to get. The mother's tefillah counts for the child. L'chayr, that means that the child is becoming a ger now. If you hold the child is a ger, so Tosfos asks, how could you be tevil the child? I'm sorry, Rabbi Kivager asks, how could you be tevil the child of Shem Geirus? He asks, Ein Zechiyah Lekot, Lo Uber Fishonat. Ein Zechiyah Lo Uber. Could be Ein Zechiyah Lekot, like one of the other, but certainly Ein Zechiyah Lo Uber. How could you be Zeicha for the Uber in Geirus? The Uber is not, is a, now Bishlam, he says, if you hold Uber Yerachimai, Uber just a piece of the mother, and Achinam. But if you hold Uber Lav Yerachimai, so then how could the Geirus be a Geirus Bechlau? How could the Geirus be a Geirus Bechlaus? This is the second kasha, which has nothing to do with Tosfos. So again, the first kasha is, Tumim, why are they brothers? L'chayr Baruch is right. This kasha should be true, even like Rashi, why are they brothers? Why are they brothers, even if, because Lamai said they should be Geirim. Okay. And so I'm not sure why he asks it after on Tosfos in the Reb Naftali. You have to still look it up. Maybe he has another connection to it. And secondly, the Rabbi Kivager's kasha, Bechlal, what kind of geirus is it? You can't be Zeicha for an Uber.
You are saying in fourth parent that the lady was pregnant before she was a geir.
Right.
And then has another child afterwards, the same husband with the husband both of the geirus. So there's not going to be a din even if the brother died, the first brother, there's a chashash that she was pregnant with someone else, the guy with a chashash that Mary saw. But the matter is that there's no chashash from the first husband.
One brother was born when she was a guy.
One brother was she was pregnant when she was became pregnant when she was a guy.
Oh, but she gave birth after. And the second brother is born later.
But it seems from the Lashon HaGemara that the only chashash is that maybe she got.
Okay,
to
so you're right. This Rav Tolia will explain that as well. Okay, now the third kasha. And later in Yevamis and Daf Ayin Ches, the Rishonim ask. Again, on the case of a Muberes, who's Megayer. All three kashas are Muberes, who's Megayer. She gives birth to a boy. So we say when she goes to the mikveh, the tefillah counts for the baby. When the baby, if the baby's a girl, simple. A girl only needs tefillah. A boy needs bris milah. What do we do first by Gerim? Bris Milah or Tefillah? Anybody know? What do we do first? So we do Bris Milah first. Matter of fact, we wait for the Milah to heal before we do the Tefillah. So the Rishonim and Ayachesim Yideis ask, by Uber, Uberish and Shenizgaira, we're doing Tefillah first and Bris Milah second. What does the Tefillah help? We're doing Tefillah first, Milah second. What is the Tefillah to wife? Taisus has the Kasha on Ayachesim and Beis. So Taisus says, Alon de Shateris. Taisus says that when the baby is a Uber, the baby is like a girl, because the baby has no Arla. At that moment, when the baby's a Uber, you title the baby, that's all the baby needs. Just like a female only needs Geiris, only Tefillah. A Uber doesn't have a Bris Milah, doesn't have an Arla. So a Uber, he may physically have the foreskin in his mother's stomach, but a foreskin in his stomach is not a Milah, is not an Arla. So at that time, it's enough, the Tefillah, to make him into a Yid. Later, when he gets an Arla, so now he has a new din that he needs a Bris Milah. But Be'etzem, B'shas Tefillah, it's a full Geiris. That's the Shita of Taisus. The Ramban learns that from here Zariah, the order is not Ma'akiv. It's brought in Shulchan Aruch, and Hilchos Bris Milah, Hilchos Geiris. That the Ramban learns the order is not Ma'akiv. You don't have to do Milah first, Geiris, Tefillah second, you can do the other order. It doesn't matter. Because you see, Taka here, you do both. As I state in the Ramban. So here, Naftali really raises the roof. He says, what's going on according to the Ramban? You're not a ger till the baby is 8 days old, till he has a Bris Milah. So certainly you shouldn't have a brother. Well, you certainly shouldn't. Bishop like Taisvis, okay, but Me'ima, it's a full gerus. Later, he gets some nuchi of Bris Milah for some reason. But like the Ramban, he's not a ger until he does the Bris Milah later. So what kind of brothers? They're not, by the time they have Bris Milah, they're not in the mother's womb. They're already out. And certainly they shouldn't be brothers. Certainly there shouldn't be any connection between them. This is the third kasha. So again, to review. We have one kasha. All three kashas are related. They all have to do with a Mubera Shanis Gaira. A pregnant woman who's the guy. What? A Gera's granted not Yom Shemini. And I'll be telling Reb Naftali you have to wait for the eighth day in such a child. Ger cotton, you can be mal, and he's 5 days old. I mean, as long as it's not a cotton. What? Still a kasha. Because once he's out of the mother's womb, you do the bris. Why does he have brother? He's not becoming a ger till afterwards. So get three kashas. The first kasha was, all three kashas are Muberish and his Gaira. First kasha is straight out, why are they brothers? Why are they brothers? Secondly, why does the gerus even work? Kivegas kasha, eitzafim lekot. The third kasha, like the Ramban, that you're not a full ger until the Bris Milah later. It's certainly shver. Why are they brothers? It's really shloisha kushiyus that come down to the same question of the Gemara says they're brothers. Why are they brothers? What? According if. He's a yid, me'imai. Then he quite tises. You're right. There'll probably be a bris milah on Yom Shemini. And it won't be makim in his geiris pashtas. The fourth kasha is from a gemara in Bechayrus Memzayin. I think this is only shvelay tises, not like Rashi. Let's speak it out. The gemara in Bechayrus and that Memzayin Amud Aleph has a case of a bas levi that had a child. The child is potter from Pidyan HaBen. And we all know that. We know Pidyan HaBen is not Shriach, because even if the mother is a Bas Levi, you don't gain anything by being a Bas Levi except for one thing, Pidyan HaBen. And there's no other nafgamina in a woman being a Bas Levi. So the Gemara there, when it says this halacha, the Gemara goes back and forth if the halacha is true. Gemara at one point says that the memra bas levia sheyolda but not potter b'din haben is talking that she became pregnant from a guy. That she became pregnant from a guy, and she gave birth. So now there's no father who's a Yisrael. Father's a guy. So Mela, she's a din of a bas levi. And since she's a bas levi, the child's a bas levi. Gemara calls him a bas levi posel. Bas levi who is Mizana. And the child is still potter for Pidyon HaBen because of bas levi. So this is Zichishver on Taisus. Bishlamoi Rashi. Akum Abba Bas Yisrael have a lot kosher, means the Vlad is a child, is a Jew. So you can clarify the Pidyon HaBen. But like Taisvis, a guy who's born a Bas Yisrael or a Bas Levi, the Vlad is a guy, so what's the Havamin of Pidyon HaBen? Clear? So this is the fourth kasha that Rebbe Nassau is coming to answer. We paskin, it's a suffix, we paskin, if it's a Biarchimai. La halacha, we mashma both tzedadim. The first three kashas, let's see. If Ubi Yerachimai, Rabbi Kivega says his kasha is off if Ubi Yerachimai. The first kasha is still shver. But if they're born, they become Goyim. And now they have to go be Megayer. Because the father's a guy. Obi Yerachimai. Oh, he makes the tefillah helped. The tefillah of the mother helped, I'm sorry. So, Obi Yerachimai. So they became Gairim. And they still have a din of brothers. Even though Gairim don't have a din of brothers, why do they have a din of brothers? They have a din of a Gair, they have a din of a Yisrael. See, Shaz, when the mother toiveled, right, the way you're saying is, if they toiveled, Obi Yerachimai. So what does that mean? From the minute they're born, they're Gairim? It depends how you understand. When a pregnant woman gives birth, when a pregnant woman is Megayer and she gives birth, the child's a Ger or the child's a Yisrael? If you understand Ubi Yerachimai, so the child should be a Ger. Just like the mother was a Ger, so Uber is a Yerachimai. So the child should be a Ger. If it's a girl, she shouldn't be allowed to marry a Kai.
Now she's Yisrael.
Why? But Ubi Yerachimai means at the time she becomes a Bas Yisrael, but they became Bnei Yisrael, or they were from the beginning Bnei Yisrael? I guess it depends. If you look at Ubi Yerachimai, I don't know how you look at it. If Ubi Yerachimai is a piece of the mother, when they're born it's a new existence, maybe you're right. If Ubi Yerachimai, it's the same person, just you are Obi, but until now you're Yerachimai and now you're not, so then you're a person who was titled. You're a person who was titled and you're a Ger. You know what I mean? It just depends how you divide it. And because of this, Rav Naftali has his famous Yisayid, which from all the Rav Naftalis, this is most likely the most famous. And everybody after him, not only is Typhus in it, but they find play Makairus and Rishayim for it. That there are two parts to being a Yid. Yichus Yisrael and Kedushas Yisrael. What is Yichus Yisrael and what is Kedushas Yisrael? A child of Avraham, Yitzchak and Yaakov has Yichus Yisrael. Even before Matan Torah. A child of Avraham, Yitzchak and Yaakov has Yichus Yisrael. He has a din, he's Miyuchus to Klal Yisrael. He comes from our family. Klal Yisrael. The Ger is Megayer, also becomes part of Klal Yisrael. His children also have Yichus Yisrael. Yichus Yisrael is a physical fact that you are born from a Jewish womb. You have Yichus Yisrael. The Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos is about Kedushas Yisrael. Rashi holds, if you're born from a Jewish mother, you have Kedushas Yisrael. You're full-fledged Yid. There's no difference. Yichus Yisrael, Kedushas Yisrael, there's no difference. Tosfos holds that a child that's born from a Goyish father and a Yiddish mother, Yichus Yisrael he has. He's a partially, he has the Yichus of a Yid. He's missing Kedushas Yisrael. He's not a full Yid. He's like Klal Yisrael before Matan Torah. Klal Yisrael before Matan Torah was a Geiris. Klal Yisrael before Matan Torah were missing Kedushas Yisrael. They didn't have the Kedusha of Am Yisrael. Kedushas Yisrael the Uber has to get after he's born. In other words, his mother is a full-fledged Yid. He's born, he's Yichas Yisrael. His father's a guy. The Kedusha Sa'am comes Mitzad Ha'av. That Kedusha Yisrael he needs afterwards. That's why he needs a Geiris afterwards for Kedusha Yisrael. What do we gain? The new Rebbe Naftalis, they took it out. I don't know why. The old Rebbe Naftalis, he says, he has a great kasha, a chumish kasha. The Gemara says that Matan Torah was a geiris for Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael became Yidden then. So Naftali asked, why were they also to their relatives? It says, Ha'am Beichin al Mishpachay Sayyam, Beichin al Iskim Mishpachay Sayyam. They were upset that now they're not allowed to marry their sisters. In those days there was the Yetzirah to marry relatives. So they were crying that they can't marry their sisters. They could marry their sisters. If Matan Torah was a geiris, so what's the problem marrying their sisters? Gershon is guy, Kakon Shanaila Dami. Somebody's Megayer can marry his relatives. Zokrev Naftali, no. Yichus Yisrael, they had some Avroni Zokin Yaakov. Kedushas Yisrael, Klal Yisrael got a Hasina. Relatives, that's a din in Yichus Yisrael. Relatives is a Yichus Tikadin. A Yichus Tikadin that they had because the without any type of games. That they had because they were miyuchas to Klal Yisrael. Their relatives are relatives. The din of Kedushas Yisrael, so that, twice as old, the child that's born, you have to finish the geiris. You have to complete the geiris. There's none doing the kavan shanayla done. So this is a hezber in the shita of Taisus. A hezber in Taisus, that every Goyish father, Jewish mother, we say the child is a guy, not a mamzer, he's a guy, ben kosher. It means he's a half of his geiris is done. He's a yichus Yisrael he has. He's born from a Jewish womb. He's missing Kedushas Yisrael. They had Yichas Yisrael, well, until the Torah was given, I guess they were mitzvah in more mitzvahs than they nayach. Right? So, the melanated it. So let's see how it answers the kashas. First of all, the Gemara on Tzadik Zayin, it answers. Why are they brothers? They're twins, they're born. Why are they brothers? Yichas Yisrael they have. They're born from a Jewish womb. Tosfos is Maida. That when the mother's a Jew, even the mother was Megayer, as long as they're born from a Jewish womb, they have Yichas Yisrael. The same thing, the kasha from the Ramban, the third kasha. The Ramban said that the Bris Milah, when they're born, the tefillah of the mother is good, they still need Bris Milah to finish the Geirus. So why are they brothers? They were born from a Jewish womb. They have Yichas Yisrael. What they need Bris Milah later is Kedushas Yisrael. How does it answer Rabbi Kivager's kasha? Kivager asked, when a pregnant woman is tayvel, how could she be zaycha for an uber? There's no zechia for uber. So Zakrim Naftali, when someone has Yichas Yisrael, he's mechuyev in Kedushas Yisrael. Someone's a guy, he's not mechuyev to be a ger. We don't force him to be a ger, we don't encourage him to be a ger. But once he has Yichas Yisrael, he's mechuyev to take Kedushas Yisrael on him. Any b'nai Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov, any child of all three of his, is mechuyev to be a yid. So memela, it's not a question of zechia for the over. It's a chiyuv. He has no choice. We'll kai for him. He doesn't need das. We can force it because he's mechuyev to have Kedushas Yisrael. He's mechuyev to have. Lagabi pidyon abed, that's all he said. It's already a chiddush. That pidyon abed also is totally in Yichas Yisrael. Why? So this week's parasha we learn pidyon abed from Peter Rechem Imai. It goes according to Rechem Imai. Imai was the Imai Yisrael. So pidyon abed depends on the mother. So right, it's good. So it could be both true. The child could be a guy, like Tosfos. But since he's born from the Rechem Yisrael, he needs pidyon. I suppose you don't do the pidyon unless you do a bris milah and finish him off as he is. But still, he's Rechem Yisrael.
It's all that.
What?
It's all
going
back to
the Rasha. So
the understanding of
when
he's kosher.
Light. Rasha, it's kosher. He's not like Tosfos. Tosfos, he's a guy. He has Yichas Yisrael. But he still needs to finish his Geirus. He's missing Kedushas Yisrael.
The place is Mashka that they don't, it's kosher that's not a mandible for the Dina Goyim. Now making the Chumrah that
they have Dina Goyim. Until they do it, Mekabel Kedushas Yisrael, they have Goyim.
They're
not over anything. But once they do it, they take the second half, the second step. Well, that he says that anybody, if we compare it to Kaidah Matan Torah, or Kaidah is Mechayiv Mekabel Torah. Some of Yichas Yisrael, it's missing Kedushas Yisrael, still Mechayiv. This is Rabbi Avtali's Yisayid. It answers questions all over about Yichas Yisrael, Kedushas Yisrael. But again, the Iker, I want you to chazer and know the Yisayid. It's a show on Tuesday, we'll talk about other things that are answered with the Yisayid. But the Yisayid, that a person born from a Jewish womb, even a Mubarish in his Gaira, the child has a Din of Yichas Yisrael. That Yisayid is really Reb Naftali's Yisayid. That Yisayid you have to have klar. Okay. So I'd like you to do Mitzvah Hashem Sunday and Monday. First of all, catch up with Gemara Shitaisus. Catch up and try to go ahead because the rest of the Gemara is relatively easy. Try to understand Taisus Amirayin, you know, with the Marsha and the Marshal. And Mitzvah Hashem, I hope B'Shua Taiva Tuesday to pick up on this topic.